WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Candidates are locked on battleground states with 6 days left before Election Day. Former President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris delivering their closing messages. Harris also making a stop in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania today, pledging to ensure reproductive and abortion access for all.
One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree. The government shouldn't be telling people what to do.
A Pennsylvania judge today ruling on a lawsuit filed by the Trump campaign against Bucks County election officials in Pennsylvania, ordering a 3-day extension to the in-person mail-in ballot deadline by 3 days. The Trump campaign said the county turned away voters before that deadline. Game 5 of the World Series in the Bronx tonight. The Yankees trail and the Los Angeles Dodgers could clinch the title tonight. If there is a Game 6, the series moves back to L.A. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles has released a new motorist's handbook meant to share information with drivers in an easily understandable fashion. According to a press release, the revised handbook used plain language to clearly convey important information to drivers. The revised handbook has also been updated to include safety advances that have been built into the state's road designs, like diverging diamond interchanges and roundabouts. Officials say they're always looking to make their services more convenient for Wisconsinites. Wisconsin State Superintendent Jill Underly is proposing free meals for Wisconsin students. Health and education officials say a lack of reliable access to food is a major barrier in learning, and 1 in 4 high school students across the state are dealing with food insecurity. The proposal would cost $294 million and is included in the Department of Public Instruction's budget proposal. The free meals would be available to all students regardless of their financial situations. The state legislature would need to approve the measure. After collecting nearly 300 submissions and narrowing them down to 10 finalists, it's time for Duluth residents to vote for their favorite in their first-ever snowplow naming contest. Among the 10 finalists are names like Sled Zeppelin, Blizzard Wizard, and Edgar Allan Plow. Residents have until November 4th to vote for their favorite name on the City of Duluth's website, and the winner will be announced on November 11th. The winning name will also be displayed on the snowplow at the Christmas City of the North Parade on November 22nd. Curling fans in the Northwest Wisconsin area won't need to travel far if they want to watch the best in the country compete. The USA Curling Men's and Women's National Championships are scheduled to be held at the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center at the end of January. The winners of the event will go on to the World Championships and possibly even earn a chance to compete in the 2026 Olympic team trials. The championship event will take place from January 27th to February 2nd. Tickets for the event are available online. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A Bucks player cited for speeding. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. Milwaukee Bucks guard Andre Jackson Jr. has been slapped with a speeding violation after crashing his BMW into another car, then into an apartment building at Yankee Hill in downtown Milwaukee over the weekend. At first, the team said it was a single car crash, but the Journal Sentinel discovered a second vehicle was involved. No injuries to the two people in that car. Jackson to pay for damages and the $138 fine. The Bucks are in Memphis to face the Grizzlies tomorrow night. NFL Packers rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper talked about his sack and forced fumble against the Jaguars' Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, it's something we work on a lot, you know, like our defense. That's what we want to do, try to get the ball. Supposed to play is turn to point, so that's what happened. So that's just our way of thinking.
Matt LaFleur says the rookie gets better every week.
It seems to me that he's developing a better routine. I think Coop's done a better job in that regard.
The Packers host the Lions on Sunday. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers tonight, rain and snow tomorrow morning, diminishing in the afternoon. Breezy. Temps fall through the 40s overnight, settling to around 40 tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny and around 50 Friday. Partly cloudy Saturday, a high in the mid-50s, rain possible Saturday night and Sunday. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I discuss independent film Green Bay Style. Caitlin Schuchart from the Green Bay Film Festival joins me in studio, and then we celebrate Henry Winkler's birthday. Someone has to. With comedian Mike Toomey.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Thank you so much for tuning in. Got Jess P.S. on the board, Matt Rothschild joining me, co-hosting today, and jazzed as hell to introduce to you Wisconsin State Rep Francesca Hong, representing Wisconsin's 76th Assembly District, out on the road doing some canvassing. Francesca, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Dom. Hey, Matt. Very excited to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you on the show.
Yes, thank you so much. Before we get going into the local state politics, I want to get your sense of how the election's going, how you felt VP Harris did in her big speech last night at the Ellipse in D.C. What's your thought?
I mean, I think those were her closing remarks, right? The impression that she wanted to leave the American people with was that she is going to be a president that is recognizes who we are as Americans, that we are not here to divide one another, but we need someone who can unite us. And I think that was what many folks needed to hear. And I think the location, delivery, and the vibes of their speech were very symbolic.
Yes, it was a great speech, and the symbolism was telling. Here in the state of Wisconsin and lots of places, Francesca, it's tight. It's out there. Now, you, everyone's up for election, right? But you're in a pretty safe spot. What are you doing today, Francesca?
I am here in wonderful Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I'm canvassing for a fantastic candidate who is running for the state assembly, Ryan Spouty, like Rowdy. I was hitting doors earlier this afternoon and had some folks who were very excited that they were very excited to vote for Democrats, but didn't quite know, had two people who didn't know who Ryan was yet. So it was exciting to tell him that I just chatted with him, how he's going to be fighting for his communities. And I even helped one person find out where her early voting site was. So canvassing works, folks. If you're anxious about the election right now, go knock some doors.
What are they telling you at the doors the most important issue is to them?
I had more folks who were willing to talk issues with me, actually, when we were in Appleton earlier this morning. I hear a lot about abortion and reproductive rights. Mm-hmm. We have folks who are also talking about public education. You know, there's over 190 districts that are going to referenda this year. And we know that strong public schools make for strong communities. And so issues that are very close to folks' communities and to their families are the things that they're going to be talking about. So I hear a lot about public education, abortion, and tackling rising costs. And I'm glad to hear now folks are able to name the villain a little bit more, right? We should be having everyone talk about price gouging and corporate greed, because that is ultimately one of the biggest reasons as to why we are in the current economic situation we're in today.
And the villain on the public education issue is goes back to Scott Walker, because he was cutting back so savagely on funds for public education, right?
Absolutely. When they don't want to deal with the problem, they go after folks. And so they attacked our educators. They attacked union workers. The cornerstone of democracy is public education. And there's a reason why they've been aiming to dismantle it, undermine it, and underfund it for the last 13 years.
Francesca Hong, Wisconsin State Rep from 76th Assembly District. Francesca, the national conversation versus the local conversation. We heard about abortion rights a little bit. I'm curious what your sense is when it comes to other of the national issues. There's a big push here recently of talking once again. Joe Biden was doing it for a while. And of course, Harris came on and kind of talked more about freedom. But now, more recently, have been talking about the danger to democracy. Is the danger to democracy and supporting democracy, is that something that is resonating, or is that more of a national conversation in your opinion?
I certainly think democracy is still top of mind for Wisconsin voters. I mean, they have been watching us become a voter suppression state. Gerrymandered states are voter suppression states. And so there were questions I answered yesterday about, hey, I don't have a driver's license, but I have a passport. Is that okay to bring? I mean, that's after the voter ID laws. There's questions about, things that are slowly starting to sow doubts. You can take that from the constitutional amendment question that we have about non-citizen voting. And so democracy, I think, maybe the word itself feels big, but it's one that is absolutely connected to freedoms. And it's one that folks are worried about when you've got a fascist who's running for office.
Yeah, Francesca, I'm sorry, Matt, let me just go one more and then you can go. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show, Wisconsin State Rep. Francesca Hong joining us. The economic issues, it's always about the economics and the table issues. What's your sense? I mean, I think people, in my opinion, Francesca, kind of forget what it was like under Trump. I mean, the whole pandemic thing, I've kind of blocked that out a little bit myself. But depending on how you look at it, if you look at GDP, if you look at unemployment, if you look at, job growth, those kinds of macroeconomic things, I think it's difficult to say that we're worse off now than we were then, especially given the circumstances. But it still seems to be some headwinds that with the inflation and people's personal pocketbooks. How is the economic conversation going, Francesca?
Working families are struggling with rising costs. And I think that one of the ways that we can combat that and really talk about how to address it is to talk about solutions we can do at the state. When we make investments in childcare, when we make investments in public education, when we go after folks who are in corporations who are being greedy, when we raise the minimum wage, which we can do at the state level, folks start to think about, okay, I do understand maybe a little bit more about how we got here, but what's going to be the immediate impact to my pocketbook? And I think when you start talking about the ways that we can make investments now so that you do not have to struggle as much now, people start to think, and we can't underestimate voters when it comes to what is going on in their lives, what is happening to them, they're not going to want to think about GDP and trade wars. But I think it is really important that we affirm, we don't lecture, and we talk about ways that the state can make the investments that they should have been making a while ago to start alleviating costs for working families.
I mean, I think that's the main point, Matt Rothschild talking here, Rep Hong. I mean, people feel, the price, when they're paying for car insurance or when they're paying for rent. And it does hit them hard. I mean, it's just hard to make ends meet for a majority of people in the state and in this country. And the huge percentage of people's incomes that go to pay rent or their mortgage, it's just outrageous. And so we need to, I think you're right, we need to speak to people where they're at. I want to ask about, what the Republicans are throwing at. They're not throwing solutions here. They're both at the state level and Trump, they're doing two issues, anti-immigrant and anti-trans. And I know the guy you're campaigning for, Ryan Spouty up there, he's been facing the some of the ugly anti-trans rhetoric. How to respond to that?
Ryan at his core is someone who cares deeply about his community, protecting his communities, and knowing that everyone deserves to feel safe. He can speak to his lived experiences when he's talking about those issues, but he also knows that you know, we are not being solution minded when we are just trying to point fingers. That doesn't get anything done. And so I think Ryan speaking very much to his how he's been able to overcome adversities and not take the bait, right? We know that when they are trying to divide and conquer, they do that with distraction. And bigotry and hate and fear mongering, that's what the right has always aimed to do, to try to distract us from the solutions we can actually do and work on together. And so Ryan is interested in getting things done. He knows that the real issues that folks are dealing with right now are those rising costs, are access to childcare, making sure their kids are safe in school. These are issues that Ryan wants to tackle, not be distracted by hate mongering culture wars, where Republicans are going after less than a percentage of the population because they can't seem to deal with the issues themselves.
No, it seems to be all they got. I want to switch gears to another issue, and that is the presidential race. You're one of the most progressive representatives we have in the state capitol. And you have also been sympathetic to the plight of Palestinians in Gaza and critical of the military aid to Israel for this war they're raging. Some people who have those views are saying they can't vote for Kamala Harris. And I know when I posted something in favor of Kamala Harris on Facebook, people were calling me a neocon and stuff like that. I'm wondering how you respond and try to get the, you know, the Jill Stein folks to see the light on voting for Kamala Harris.
The war on Palestinians and the dehumanization of Palestinian life has been devastating. And I think that the response from communities is that we are hurting, we are devastated, and we have a ticket that is not speaking to our communities and what is most important to our communities right now. I fully affirm that grief, and I see it, and I feel it as well. But what I want to make sure is that this movement, the uninstructed and uncommitted movement, I think is the most amazing display of democracy that this country has seen in a while. When you build a movement and you're mobilizing people from all different races, faiths, zip codes, who want to fight for change, who want to lessen suffering, that is democracy. And for those folks, for us to continue to build that movement, we have to have the fertile grounds and the conditions to do it. I want to fight back against the Harris administration that is not doing enough right now for an arms embargo, for a permanent ceasefire, and to stop killing Palestinian lives. I won't be able to do that work with the community that I need to work with under a Trump administration. So while those feelings of you know, deep pain are incredibly warranted and the horrors in Gaza have to end, we need people power to do it, and that power can only come about with movements that are created through organizing, through becoming a multiracial coalition, and the conditions in which to do that will happen, but not under a Trump administration.
Wisconsin State Rep. Francesca Hong, the last 60 seconds, a lot of folks are concerned, perhaps intimidated to get out and go vote, who to vote for, where to look for, to find out their information, whether they're registered or not. What would you tell people here in the last several days before this election to calm their nerves and to get them out to vote?
Knock some doors, text three friends to ask them what their plan to vote is. Make sure your aunties, your uncles, your cousins, folks, all of the group chats, I want you to go into those group chats, ask people what their plan to vote is, and then tell those folks in those group chats to go to another group chat and ask them what their plan to vote is. Early voting here in Wisconsin is going on through November 3rd, and then you can register and vote on November 5th. Polls open at 8 a.m. Polls are open till 8 a.m.
State Rep. Francesca Hong, Wisconsin's 76th Assembly District. Thank you for your work. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8th, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at www.robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodity interests can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at www.robinhood.com/election.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Couldn't do this show without Jess P.S. on the board and our friend Matt Rothschild in studio with me as well. Thank you for sticking around. I want to thank our most recent guest, Francesca Hong, Wisconsin State Rep from the 76th Assembly District. She's amazing. I really like her. And she's out. She's in a safe seat, out going, helping other folks out. Ryan, what's his last name?
Spouty.
Spouty. Ryan Spouty up in Brown County, up in the Green Bay area, knocking doors, canvassing. You know, there is some therapy, perhaps, to that, if you get out and talk to some folks. Because you're not going to be, you know, when you go out and knock doors, they're not going to send you to the mega's house. You know, they're going to send you to the folks that are you know, likely to vote or have voted or haven't voted yet, those kinds of things. And I think there's a lot of community there. And I know, I mean, here in Milwaukee, there's a lot of get out the vote efforts going on this weekend. I mean, it's crazy. From here on out, it is a get out the vote party until Tuesday.
And a sprint. And on Tuesday, the polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And if you're in line at 8 p.m., they got to take your vote.
They got to let you
vote.
Don't
walk away.
That's right.
If it's 8 o'clock and they're 30 people in line, stay in line. Make sure you cast your ballot.
855-752-4842. Before we move on to other topics, let's clear out the board. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, first off, it's pretty disturbing about this whole armed militiamen guard, you know,
yeah,
going after people at the polls and the whole challenging the vote thing. Complete violation of the 14th Amendment. That when the right to vote is denied or abridged in any way, that I think that the Bradley Foundation and the others that are supporting this should be brought up on charges of you know, supporting this effort, and it's just deeply, deeply disturbing. I mean, that with the Supreme Court now saying, oh, yeah, it's okay what Virginia did there. Well, they just approved Virginia violating the Constitution because, as I just said, the 14th Amendment, people are probably tired of me talking about it. That under the 14th Amendment, amended, of course, by the 15th, 19th, 24th, and 25th Amendments, that we all, if you're over 18 years old, you're a citizen, you have the right to vote. And if that right to vote, to vote is denied or abridged in any way, then the in this case, in Virginia, it's the state that's doing it, then the state should pay the consequences of it and then lose representation in Congress. That's what the Constitution says, and, of course, our Supreme Court, who does not have the power to decide the constitutionality of laws, explicitly under the Constitution, it's not even implied under the Constitution, but the right to vote is both implied and explicitly talked about. If a right is denied, then you have the right to vote.
Thank you for that, Mark. Certainly. And this is the Virginia case you're referring to, and there was like 1,600-some voters were now allowed to be, purged from the list, I guess, right? The voter rolls were purged. And this overruled a lower court ruling, Matt, that found that it was within the time frame. They need 90 days. It was not individualized as well. And there was some evidence, according to the lower courts, Matt, that there were actually U.S. citizens that were right on this. But, I guess when we talk to Greg Palast, and if you in some of these states can just go willy-nilly challenge anybody, anywhere, anytime for no reason and no consequence, well, I mean, what does it even matter at this point? And one further thing, Mark, certainly we have registration before we can go vote. Is that a abridgment to our right to vote? I mean, if you're a purist, an originalist, perhaps, maybe. But the good news is, regarding the Virginia situation, back in 2022, according to the Virginia Department of Elections, they instituted same-day voter registration. So if any of those folks were kicked off the rolls and they go and do their vote and find out that, no, you're not on the rolls, they could, right then and there, assuming they have the proper identification and paperwork, register to vote and then cast their ballot. So I didn't read the ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court, but at least there is some fix to that. It would be certainly a shame and unconstitutional, in my opinion, if it was beyond the registration timeline.
And we do have same-day voter registration here in Wisconsin. So if you're not registered yet, you can go register here in early voting and go register on November 5th. If you wonder what you need to bring, go to the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. You can find out from there what documents you need to bring. But make sure you do it. Make sure you vote. The other thing that, we have Attorney General Josh Call here in Wisconsin, our lead law enforcement officer. And I've heard him say on civic media that he's prepared to investigate any allegations of voter intimidation here in this state. So you should feel comfortable going to the voting booth that you're not going to be harassed by people. And if you are harassed, those people can be hauled into court.
Yes, if you are harassed, report them. And this is the thing. And we saw, a story of some teenager in Florida that had a machete that was like harassing some older women. They got into a confrontation and he ended up getting his ass arrested. Well, F around and find out, man. And what are you even doing? Leave people alone. They want to go vote, go vote. This is, I'm not sure that that's a way to win people over to your side. when you threaten people in any circumstance.
Yeah. And law enforcement is ready. And the attorney general is ready to prosecute anybody who's bringing a weapon trying to intimidate people at the voting booth. That's not allowed.
855-752-4842. Before we move on to other topics, Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley has popped up. And I was a little surprised. And we talked recently about, how come Donald Trump hasn't, when he has Madison Square Garden rally, where's Mike Pence? Where's Nikki Haley? Where are any other Republicans? I guess they did have Speaker Mike Johnson with their little secret, but the majority of our traditional Republicans have totally turned their back on Donald Trump, or vice versa. They're no longer wanted at the party. They're no longer allowed in MAGA. These traditional, old school Republicans, like Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan.
Yeah, no Speaker Paul Ryan.
Where's Speaker Paul Ryan? And it's one thing, Paul Ryan, Nikki Haley, all you others have said, no, we're not, I don't know if Nikki said it specifically, but Paul Ryan certainly said, not going to vote for Donald Trump. Great. You're going to vote for Kamala Harris? Because not voting for Donald Trump is a vote for Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? You know what a danger he is. All the items that you list as objectionable to voting for him, and then you're going to just what? Not play the game or write somebody else in. Nikki Haley had some comments on the Madison Square Garden rally. We'll come back with that and your calls, 855-752-4842.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin State Superintendent Jill Underly is proposing nearly $60 million of investments to recruit and retain teachers. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, the proposal includes stipends to student teachers to cover expenses and reduce debt, along with a Grow Your Own grant program. The proposal also includes an expansion to the Peer Review and Mentoring Grant Program and seeks to review the requirements for licensure to eliminate more barriers for potential teachers. Enrollment at the universities of Wisconsin has seen a solid uptick this fall, despite a significant drop in enrollment at branch campuses. Overall, UW campuses saw an increase of about 1.2% for the fall 2024 semester, equivalent to about 1,900 new students. UW-Madison has the largest enrollment as expected, with nearly 52,000 students. UW-Milwaukee was second with about 22,000, and UW-Oshkosh was third with about 13,000. The enrollment increase marks the second straight year of growth at UW schools. A Duluth man is facing multiple charges relating to an August shooting incident. According to court records, 56-year-old Andre Woods was involved in a shooting on East 3rd Street in Duluth on August 24th. According to law enforcement authorities, 10 to 12 shots were fired during the incident, and officers stopped the vehicle the wounded Woods was driving as he was heading away from the scene. The other man went to the hospital later with gunshot wounds and told authorities he and Woods had gotten into an argument before the shooting. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany has significantly outraised his Democratic challenger Kyle Kilborn with just a few days left before the election. According to campaign finance reports, Tiffany has raised nearly $1.2 million through mid-October, compared to just $215,000 from Kilborn. Tiffany also reported having about $210,000 left over for the last 3 weeks of the campaign, while Kilborn reported having about $35,000 left over. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Need more Nick Offerman in your TV viewing life? Yes, please. Variety reports Nick will join Elle Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer in the new Apple TV show, Margo's Got Money Troubles. Fanning plays a woman desperate for money who starts an OnlyFans site. Been there. Offerman plays her father, a retired pro wrestler, and Pfeiffer plays her mother, a Hooters waitress. The show is based on the Ruth Thorpe novel of the same name that was just recently released. The first season will offer 8 episodes. In a recent interview with the Associated Press, Hugh Grant says he killed 3 people. Of course, he did so, whimsically, and with that adorable accent and toothy grin. Grant is trying to get people's attention to go see his new movie, Heretic, in which he plays a creepy character named Mr. Reed. Grant appears to be moving on from his rom-com roles and looking for darker parts. I'm not saying the 64-year-old actor actually killed 3 people, but saying you did so in an effort to promote a movie really is the perfect cover. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers tonight, rain and snow tomorrow morning, diminishing in the afternoon. Breezy. Temps fall through the 40s overnight, settling to around 40 tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny and around 50 Friday. Partly cloudy Saturday, a high in the mid-50s, rain possible Saturday night and Sunday. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour continues from beautiful Wisconsin Rapids and the parking lot of WFHR. Reed Gale and Trigvy Olson and myself join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Ah!
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. on the board, on the phones. Matt Rothschild in the studio joining me. Thank you, Matt. And callers, we will get to you shortly. Please stand by. We'll get to you. Matt, the Nikki Haley sound. I mean, is this an endorsement? I don't even know. She was on Fox, I think. Let's just roll out the former ambassador to the United Nations under Donald Trump and his former presidential political rival, and now endorsing? Question mark. Let's hear what Nikki had to say.
They were right to denounce the comedian. They need to go and tell Puerto Ricans how much, you know, they do value them. They need to tell Latinos that. But they also need to look at how they're talking about women. I mean, this bromance and this masculinity stuff, I mean, it borders on edgy to the point that it's going to make women uncomfortable. You know, you've got affiliated PACs that are doing commercials about calling Kamala the C word. Or you had speakers at Madison Square Gardens, you know, referring to her and her pimps. That is not the way to win women. That is not the way to win people who are concerned about Trump style. This is a time to talk about the economy. This is the time to talk about immigration. This is the time to talk about national security. And this is the time to talk about Kamala Harris.
Not a ringing endorsement for Donald Trump there.
I mean, you know, I don't believe that they care. Honestly, man, you know, she says you got to, you know, reach out and let the people, the Hispanics and Latinos and Puerto Ricans know that you value them. Do they? Do they?
No,
do they value them? I don't think so. It seems actually a little bit of the opposite of that. And to my understanding, that those jokes said by that dude, Kill Tony, I think his name is, were vetted because they pulled off literally a C word joke that he was going to say. So they did see that and they let it through. And apparently that's it. And there's Nikki Haley. So and the women, the bromance. I mean, I think that is, say what you want about Nikki Haley, that is an astute observation. And being a white dude over here, yeah, that's got to be. Well, let's ask the resident woman here. Do you think, Jess, that the outreach to women as a way that the Trump campaign is doing it is working?
I think it's a little lacking. Just a little bit. In the sense that it's terrible, but they should really keep at it the way that they're doing it.
Only a few more days. An endorsement? I'm not sure.
I mean, it sounded more like just some mildly aggressive finger wagging.
And maybe, but is there any time, Matt, to turn this around to say, oh, hey, you know, our bad, we really want, you know, the Latino vote, we really want the Puerto Rico vote, we really want the women, a woman vote.
The die is set, yeah, here. The die is cast, and you don't hear Donald Trump apologizing himself for that comedian. No, he said it was a great event, you know, it was another love fest, and just like January 6th was a love fest, you know. A day of love there in Madison Square Garden. I mean, they haven't been reaching out to women at all. I think Nikki Haley, you know, she may be one of those Republican women who goes into the voting booth and votes for Kamala Harris and comes out and says she voted for Trump.
Right. You never know. And folks, you can do that. If you're on the right, if you're a Republican, if you're a MAGA and you're thinking, oh my God, I cannot possibly. You know what? Your vote is private. Now, people may know if you vote. That's fine. That's a public record, but they never know who you vote for. So if you're one of those disaffected conservative women, if you're one of those disaffected Latinos, a disaffected Puerto Rican, a disaffected Republican under any circumstance, race, creed, ethnicity, whatever, you don't have to. You can just nod your head. Yes, yes, yes. Go Trump, and then go and vote for Harris.
You know, Julia Roberts has voiced an ad aimed at just those Republican women saying that you can go in and there's a picture of two Republican women in adjacent voting booths and they're looking at each other in the eyes and then they both kind of nod and their pen was going to Trump and then they fill in the little the little ballot for Kamala Harris and then they go outside and tell their husbands, yeah, they voted for Trump. So it's a doable thing. A little white lie never hurt.
Nah, you know, the omission of the truth is not a lie.
An orange lie. I love that.
855-752-4842. Let's get to it. L.A. Tom from the leftist coast. Welcome, Tom. What do you got today?
Hey, guys. I just want to remind people that Tuesday it's supposed to rain in the great state of Wisconsin. So you may want to get out the boat early. So therefore, you're not standing in the rain if there's long lines somewhere. So vote early if you can. Also, I'm still waiting. You know, they talk about the economy. I'm still waiting for Scott Walker's 250,000 jobs. once he said to Will Hendricks that we're going to divide and conquer, uh-huh, is going to be their strategy.
Uh-huh.
So it sounds to me like that's where this all started, and I think it's time that Wisconsin puts this to an end and votes in Kamala Harris and all Democrats up and down the ballot.
And I just want to say that there are a lot of great groups here in Wisconsin trying to get the vote out and the early vote out. Souls to the Polls, Bloc, Voces de la Frontera, SEIU, Pastor Lanier, all these people are doing great work in Milwaukee and around the state to get people to vote early. So, you know, if Kamala Harris wins, and I believe she will win, it's because of activists like that that are turning out the vote.
And every single one of you going and voting for Kamala Harris, because we love democracy and we love freedom. And what we don't like are little tyrants, like crazy
two-bit tyrants
and old men that weave. They can't even finish a thought. No, thank you. God, why? No, people. But only a few more days and then we'll know. And then we'll see. Now, Matt, what's your expectation? When do you think we'll actually know who the winner of the election was?
I think we'll know on November 6th. It may get challenged, of course.
Of course.
Trump can never admit defeat. He's the worst spoiled sport in the history of sports and the history of politics. But I think we'll know. I think Kamala Harris will have sewed it up by maybe 3:30 in the morning on November 6th.
Okay,
I hope
that's
so.
My shift.
All right.
Well, there you go.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Also reminded here on the text line, vote no on the constitutional amendment referendum. Yes, good point. Good reminders, folks. Vote no. No. Generally, anytime you have Republicans messing with the Constitution, it's probably just a good idea to, if you don't know what it's about, just say no. Annie from Watertown, you will be next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
I'm thinking back to a couple elections ago or so when the Republicans were quite open about, well, gee, we have to attract, please, minority voters and everything. And it never really crossed their
mind. That's right, Annie. They did a review of their election
law. An autopsy
and decided, hey, this is where we need to go. And then immediately, elected Trump.
Yeah, it's not like that they could change the way they do things or legislate or talk. It was just basically, what can we do to trick them into voting for us?
And then, you know, then you have people like Bob Spindell, who's trying to suppress Black and Latino votes in Milwaukee and then bragging about it.
He sits on
the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
And was also a fraudulent elector. And he still sits on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. You got to be kidding me. 855-752-4842. I want to get to President Joe Biden's comments, as well as perhaps some of the polling that came out, Marquette University Law School poll. I'm looking to book Mr. Charles Franklin for tomorrow, but there's some top line numbers I want to get to with you as well. But first, let's clear the board. CJ, you are up. Happy days, CJ. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Thanks for taking my call, Dom and Matt.
Hey, CJ.
You know, as you recall that, Trump is a threat to democracy, there's only one attorney general in court fighting to keep illegals on the voting roll. You're the only party that tried to keep RFK Jr. off the ballot. Now you're trying to keep them on the ballot.
No, you're throwing a lot of things out there. Hang on, CJ. Let me address a couple of things, man. You gotta let me go. That was the U.S. Supreme Court that said that RFK Jr. needs to stay on the Wisconsin ballot, right?
Well, the mere fact you're fighting, why are you?
But the U.S. Supreme, CJ, that's the conservative U.S. Supreme Court that said RFK Jr. has got to stay on the ballot, right? That you can't put little stickers.
Hang on,
I just pushed back on your statement because this was a conservative Trump-appointed court that says you're wrong, CJ. This isn't some sort of left-wing progressive effort. They looked at the laws and they applied it, and they went against Virginia today as well. You don't see me saying, "Oh, this is a." Do you think that is also a left-wing coup to try to keep 1,600 people on? Or do you think that perhaps the lower courts saw that they were within the time frame? There wasn't an individualized purge. And in fact, there is some proof that some of those folks were actually U.S. citizens, CJ.
Well, and they should be able to approve it, Dom. That's the point.
So we're agreeing that.
Pardon me?
We're in agreement, right? RFK Jr. should stay on the ballot. You agree with that?
No, I don't.
Come on, hang on a minute. It's not about want to be on the ballot. You can want to be on the ballot, but don't qualify for the ballot. You're not on the ballot. And once you're on the ballot, to get off the ballot, you have to do certain things within certain time frames. And he didn't do that. I mean, you know the rules of the game when you get into play the game, CJ, and you can't just say, well, yes, that awesome wisdom of the U.S. Supreme Court and kicking those 1,600 people off of Virginia's rolls, although they do have the same registration. But there also there's some left-wing conspiracy to keep RFK on the ballot. Those things don't match, CJ. Your philosophies are contradictory. But thank you for the call. Matt, any comments on that?
You know, I'm just hoping CJ will remember what he told me once, that, you know, he didn't like what happened on January 6th either. And so I don't know how he can go from there to voting for Donald Trump. I know, you know, tax policy, some economic things. But I don't know why he isn't disturbed by Donald Trump in the ways that you and I and a lot of our listeners are disturbed by Donald Trump when Trump talks about the enemy from within and using the military to go against them. I've got to believe that somewhere that CJ himself recognizes that that's not the way a president should act. And I hope CJ will consider that when he goes to the polls.
Well, and I think you're right. And I think there's a lot of folks that initially, well, the history will show you. Look at all the Republican politicians that stood up after that. I mean, the same night when they went back into session and condemned what Donald Trump and that group did. And then over time, everyone just kind of like, oh, well, you know, at least he's our guy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, he's our guy. But here's the dirty little secret. Fascist friends, they eventually turn on you. You know, you're a supporter. You're eventually going to be a coffee boy. And what are they going to do? I mean, remember the old Stalin photos, Matt, where they all of a sudden they just kind of erase the people off the photo? Well, you know what I'm saying? That happens. That happens in fascistic societies. And if we don't operate under the rule of law, aren't you the rule of law party? How can you be the rule of law party? Donald Trump has yet to face trial for his efforts to overthrow the government on that day. And he has promised he will release all the quote-unquote patriots that have been convicted for injuring and assaulting more than 140 Capitol Police officers.
Yeah, he'll release them and he'll haul off people who are working in restaurants and dairies all across Wisconsin. Do we really want to see that?
Now, good luck with that, because you know, a lot of those farmers might be conservative-leaning, but you take away the labor force, you know, you're going to have a lot of cows getting mastitis. You're not going to, you know, the butter's going to be kind of chunky.
No more cows. No more anything.
No more anything. There is a little more on this fine show, 855-752-4842. Matt, I want to, in the last segment, talk about the current president, Joe Biden.
Do we have to?
I think we have to, man. How do we not? Joe Biden stepping in a little bit, responding to the garbage, quote-unquote, joke said at the Madison Square Garden rally. He took some exception to it, and it's, I guess perhaps it's open for interpretation, or was it just foot in mouth? One more segment. Matt Rothschild in studio with me, Jess P.S. on the board, and your calls, 855-752-4842.
You're are listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Our last segment of the day, so if you got something to say, hit us up right now. As promised, Matt, we need to eat our broccoli, and this time it's coming from Joe Biden. A little bit of reporting from, found this one at the BBC, but it's everywhere out there. Biden tried to clarify his comments after he appeared to call supporters of Donald Trump garbage, sparking conservative uproar. He was responding to a comic who courted controversy during a routine at a Trump rally Saturday, referring to Puerto Rico as an island of garbage. Quote from Biden, "The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters." Biden was initially quoted as saying on Tuesday, prompting Republican backlash. The White House later released a transcript which included an apostrophe and said the president was talking about the words of Trump rally comedian Tony Hinchcliffe and not tens of millions of Trump supporters. The transcript reads, "The only garbage I see floating out there is Trump's," in parentheticals, "supporters, dot, dot, dot. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable, and it's un-American." Biden himself later addressed his video call with nonprofit organization Voto Latino, writing on X, quote, "Earlier today, I referred to the hateful rhetoric about Puerto Rico spewed by Trump's supporter at his Madison Square Garden rally as garbage, which is the only word I can think of to describe it. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable. That's all I meant to say. The comments at the rally don't reflect who we are as a nation." Well, unfortunately, Mr. President, it might reflect some of who we are as a nation. So, excuse me, Republicans, if we take it for what it is, let me just assume you're right. And he was talking about every single one of you. Spare me your righteous indignation. You're voting a guy that has called people every name in the book from day one. Nothing but name calling coming out of your camp. And so if the old guy messes up something, which I don't believe he called, I mean, it's political suicide to call everybody garbage. I don't buy that. I think he misspoke. And I will accept his reiteration. Do you? And if you don't,
Are you really that angry? Because if you are, maybe you're also a hypocrite. Because if you let your guy get away with it and your crew and your Republican Party, your mega party, all they do is spout name calling. And now you're all upset? Oh, no. Give me a break. Sorry, Matt, you go.
Well, you know, I just wish Joe Biden would, you know, just be quiet until the election's over. We don't need any more public appearances by the current president, who's been a better president than I thought he'd be. I'll give him some credit for
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely. But at this point, I mean, he is a terrible candidate. He's a terrible surrogate for the candidate. Thank God he's not the candidate of the Democratic Party right now. I know the staff did its best. You know, I've heard of creative accounting. This was creative transcribing. You know, I don't buy that. That apostrophe that he was just talking about, the comedian. If he was, he should have mentioned the comedian. Said comedian. And it was just a bad misstep at a time where we can't afford any missteps. And Joe Biden's made a career out of missteps, and he does a lot of missteps these days. So we don't need any more Joe Biden.
What about the righteous indignation of those who call people names all the time and then all of a sudden get mad if they're called a name?
I think they're snowflakes, right?
Yeah, you call, you're oh, called you're us calling snowflakes. Them names. You're calling them names. You know, it's just, and I get it, man. You know, we're on the air, we're on the airwaves, we're FCC regulated. I want to bring people together, man. I love the love, you know. But if you want to get down and dirty and start name calling, man, get me off of FCC. I will light some MFers up. You know what I'm saying? I have the capabilities and ability to do that. But I don't want to do that.
As the person who hears him when he's off air.
I want to be better. I want to be better than that. You know, I do. I want to bring people together. I want to get away from that kind of stuff. But don't give me this, Republicans. It's such phony angst, especially considering who the leader of your party is.
Well, they've been taking a beating since the Madison Square Garden unfortunate
Rightfully
event.
So.
And this was the first thing. This was just the first lifeline they could grab at. Right. And so they grabbed at it with both arms. So that's so, why
and
so
that's and that's where we're at. And that's where we're at. So yeah. I don't condone that. I mean, I don't think Biden meant it. And if he did, he retracted it and restated, perhaps.
And Kamala Harris disowned it, too.
Let's
be clear about that.
She absolutely did.
Trump did not disown the garbage at Madison Square Garden. Kamala Harris came right out and said, this isn't my view at all.
Well, somebody said, the according to the campaign, Matt, somebody, they immediately said, oh, this doesn't represent who we are. But then J.D. Vance went out there and says, hey, come on, people, can't we take a joke? It might
maybe
be racist.
It was a stupid racist joke. Maybe it wasn't.
Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen the joke, dude?
Seen it? What are these, the funnies?
But that's what they want to do, though. They want to be absolutely as racist, sexist, anti-Semitic, and homophobic as they've ever wanted to be, and they want to do it in public, loud and proud.
And they can knock yourself out, but then you're going to be called names back. Like, I don't know, perhaps garbage. If you're a anti-Semitic, homophobic, you know, racist, knock it out. If that's you, sorry, man, that's kind of garbagey attitude to me, if that's how you are. Just saying. Cam, you will have the last word today. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, that's like the worst thing you could do for everyone else, because what I got to say ain't too great.
Just keep it FCC compliant, man. We got 30 seconds.
I mean,
Elon
is giving out free sperm to build a family compound, and he also ripped out $760 million in Bitcoin and put it into 7 different wallets, which is a common tactic to launder money. And he did it right before he said he needed protection before they rip out all the stuff from the economy to crash it.
Elon Musk, there's a winner. Folks, thank you so much for listening to the Tom Salvia Show. Thank you, Jess P.S. Thank you, Matt Rothschild. Thank you to our guest, Greg Pallast. And thank you to State Rep. Francesca Hong. Tomorrow, Earl Ingram Jr. going to join me, Charles Franklin, and Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political director. Have a great night, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday, we'll hear from our friends at Motherhood for Good. They've spent months introducing us to women ready to lead. Now they offer some final words to moms about voting.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.